The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 80. Welcome to Paradise. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 80.
Xiao Guo Gua Ming. 时有十百之器而不用，使民重死而不远徙。虽有周瑜，无所成之；虽有甲兵，无所陈之。使民复结绳而用之。
Let the states be small and the population be sparse. Let them have no use for mass-scale tools and utensils. Let the common people fear death and not move far. Although boats and carriages are available, let there be no occasion to travel in them. Although there are armors and weapons, let there be no place to store them. Let the people restore the skill of knotting and put it to use.
甘其食，美其服，安其居，乐其俗。邻国相望，鸡犬之声相闻。民至老死，不相往来。
Let them enjoy their food, admire their clothing, feel secure in their dwelling, rejoice in their culture. Let them see each other across the borders, hear each other's roosters and dogs. But till they die in ripe old age, never visit each other. This is the penultimate chapter in the Tao Te Ching, and here Lao Tzu is spelling out what he sees as a perfect way to live. It's one that would appeal to many today who believe that life has become just a little bit too complicated. It comes across almost like a personal Lord's Prayer. The message? Let's keep things simple. Let's not be too ambitious. Let's celebrate the small things. There's no place like home. In this verse, our philosopher could very easily be speaking to us today with our aeroplanes and fast cars, our space programs and incessant online sociability. In Lao Tzu's dream life, we would all have a nice, modest house, enough food, be peaceful, delight in simple pleasures, keep ourselves to ourselves, keep our minds free from unnecessary thoughts and concerns. Everyone is living in harmony and contentment. It's a fine vision, but would Lao Tzu have believed that it was possible for an individual, let alone an entire community or nation? For the sage, it's all about simply acting and leading by example. You can't force people to change their nature. You can only tempt them with a view of perfection. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.